This week on Under Construction with Chadwicks.
And you're very welcome to this week's podcast. We are talking about sustainability this week, which is not just good for the planet, it's good for business too. And we've got lots of ideas to share, plus another chance for you to win your tool of dreams.
Seatbelts on. Check your mirrors. Volume up. Up. The Under Construction podcast with Aidan Power and Fred Cook starts now.
So, Fred, how are you? And how is your first week been back in, inverted commas, normal life? We have the pubs open. We've got the gyms open. The cinemas are back open. Have you been to any or all three? I've been to one. And I think you can guess from that those three which one it is.
I had a... exactly, yeah.
Not the gym, not the cinema.
I had a takeaway point. And then I was just so exhausted after it because I hadn't drank outside in ages. And and then I got to the cinema as well.
Did you?
Which was great. Yeah. But my God, we take so long to release movies where I'm from. I might as well be going to the Money Pit, that 1986 classic with Tom Hanks. You know what I mean? That got me thinking with the Money Pit, like, you know, because it kind of deals with construction. And then I was right. thinking, what other movies probably do deal with construction when we are on this podcast? And I was thinking, well, ultimately, the Lego movie. That whole movie is based on construction, isn't it? I mean, without Lego, that movie wouldn't happen whatsoever. And then I was thinking as well, there's definitely where people and construction came together brilliantly, like The Great Escape.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that movie, like, building three tunnels?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember the name of the tunnels?
I do. Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Oh, brilliant. Well done.
Bonus point for power!
You win again, Aidan. You win again. I tried to hope you'd fail. So, and the reason why they called them Tom, Dick and Harry is that no one else would know what they're talking about.
What if, here's one, I'll put you on the spot now. What if Chadwicks did a movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What would it be called and who would be in it?
I'd say, I'm thinking Steven Seagal. I'm thinking without the violence and more of the building.
He's just going around karate chopping blocks.
Or maybe he's got his house.
He's got a tool belt. He's got a power drill on either side. We'll call it Chadwick, like John Wicks.
Oh, very good.
Starring Steven Seagal on a revenge mission because somebody stole his toolbox.
Yeah, you'd need Lara Croft in there as well, running across. But instead of having guns and all that on her side, you know what I mean? Like, around her hips, she'd have a hammer and a screwdriver and stuff like that. And she wouldn't be more on the mission, like, to save people through, like, different, I don't know, landmines. It'd be more or less just calling around to a building site.
She's just health and safety.
Exactly. Yeah.
The hottest health and safety person we've had on site ever. Now, let's get on to our photo of the week. This is where you share a WhatsApp with us of a photo of some work you are very proud of, and we share it with everyone listening. So have a look at your phone or whatever you're listening to us on right now, and you will see a photo of... And I think it only can be described, Fred, as the rotten skeleton of an old horse box. That ain't a euphemism of any kind. It literally is a dilapidated, wrecked old horse box.
Everything about this needs work. Like it said, the wood's rotten, the tires are empty, the metal is rusty. The only thing is the nice flags that were put around it when it arrived.
Well, we won't be showing you a photo of a wrecked old horse box for no reason, because there's more to this story, courtesy of Joanna, who took this dilapidated horse box and turned it into something rather remarkable.
Hi guys, my name is Joanna and I'm currently making a horse box art gallery. I found the horse box on Dundee in Galway. 2 days later, we got it delivered to our house on a truck as it was not roadworthy. The first job was to strip the wood as it was in disrepair. We had to get a fabricator or a welder in to do a lot of big jobs. First of all, he cut out all the old metal floor with the help of my husband. He put in a new chassis, drawbar, hitch, wheels and brakes. We are working every day on it. Myself and my husband love it. He was able to show me, Peter, how to cut out wood. So I've been cutting out wood. I've been measuring floors. Peter made bespoke hooks that slide on the tracks so we'd be able to hang paintings on it so we don't have to turn the walls into pink cushions. We've also made frames for around the windows and doors. And at this stage now, at the moment, we are looking now for glass for the window and doors. So we're sort of finished with part one. Part two, we're going to build an extension inside that will open up and double the size of the floor. I decided to put two doors in the front so it is wheelchair accessible. We've done it all ourselves. We've had no help really from anyone. We're hoping to have it mobile very soon, touring around Galway, maybe ready for the arts festival. Feedback has been so positive. Everyone has been so encouraging. And I just love the horse box.
Joanna, thank you so much. It's one of the more unusual projects we've heard about on this podcast. And dare I say, Fred, probably one of the most impressive, not just in the transformation from an L-wrecked horse box to a very beautiful one, but to repurpose it as an art gallery is really clever.
It's amazing. Something that's so successfully different. Do you know, when you see, as you said, when you've seen the horse box in its dilapidated state, to have the vision of going, you know what, I'm going to turn this into an art gallery. Unbelievable. And when you see the pictures, there's great space to walk in and it, you know, because these are quite large pictures, you know what I mean? So you'd need a lot of space to hang them. And what Joanna's successfully done that. It's actually really incredible. You can walk in one side and come out the other. It's brilliant. And you can do so much with this as well. You know, you can have a... I see so many people as well having these horse box coffee shops around the country as well. And to see something like this, it's just something that's clever and you can take your business with you. Hmm. Carry it anywhere.
Right. So Joanna's Instagram details are in the show notes and you'll see all the before and after shots there. And remember, if you'd like to share a photo of some of your work that you're proud of and share it with everyone listening as our photo of the week, you can just send us a WhatsApp photo and a voice note telling us about your project to 087 77 54 555. And that number is also in the show description.
The Under Construction Podcast from Chadwicks. Get it automatically by clicking the follow button on your podcast app right now.
Sustainability and the environment are becoming more and more important to customers. So to find out more about building improvements, new regulation and government incentives to grow this area, we're going to the Irish Green Building Council and their CEO, Pat Barry. Pat, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you and thanks for inviting me.
So Pat, sustainability in construction is much bigger than people think. And aside from constructing buildings, what other considerations are there?
Well, from the very beginning, in order to build buildings, we need land. When we use land, we displace biodiversity. We take land that we need for growing crops to feed ourselves. So even at that most basic level, it takes space. So we have to be careful about how we plan buildings, that we do it efficiently. We have to plan buildings so that they're actually close to where people live and work, because otherwise we have people driving from their home to their work, and that itself results in huge emissions. But then how we build those buildings, we have to build them in a way that they're very resource efficient, that they're not only in terms of the energy they use, but in terms of the materials they use. China has poured more concrete in the past 10 years than the US poured in the entire 20th century. And when we think about the sheer level of consumption, we can't keep doing that because we've got just one planet with a limited amount of resources, and we have a growing population that we have to live within the bounds of the planet.
That's funny you say that, because since the beginning of this year, new buildings need to be up to NZ standard. So for those who don't know, what is NZ?
Well, the NZEB is the nearly zero energy buildings standard. Right. Now, that was introduced by a European directive in 2010. It gave us 10 years that every country in Europe, the building regulations should be brought up to the nearly zero energy building standard. And that means buildings should use a very small amount of energy, and that a substantial amount of that final energy use should be met with renewable energy, things like photovoltaic systems on the roof or solar thermal or heat pumps. Now, we were given 10 years to implement that, and that was implemented through our building regulations, Part L, conservation of fuel and energy. So NZEB is now no more or no less than the current building regulations. So it's not a new standard to aspire to. It's what you have to do now if you're building a home. And even if you're renovating a home, you have to take it into consideration if you're doing a very large amount of work and you're renovating more than 25% of the surface area.
And have the government, Pat, or indeed the EU, laid down targets on how many of those houses they want upgraded over a period of time in the coming years? And also, is there, and what would they be, incentives or grants for people to renovate?
Well, under the Climate Action Plan 2019 that the government released in 2019, one of their key actions is to renovate 500,000 homes to a B2 standard by 2030. That is a real challenge because I suppose we renovated about 3,000 last year. So we now have to ramp up to maybe 50,000 each year. And we'll, towards the end of the decade, we'll have to be doing more to make up for the shortfall in the early years of this decade. So they are now looking at different options. You will have seen last week the government published its resilience and recovery plan. And under that, they are proposing to provide low interest loans to homeowners to renovate their homes to a B2 standard.
Okay. Do you think those targets are achievable in the next 9 years, Pat?
They're extremely challenging because it essentially requires building a whole new industry dedicated to renovation. But it opens up massive opportunities for the trades to get involved in renovation.
Okay, I made a note here, Pat, under the heading drafty old house, because if you think about a lot of these properties that are going to need the renovations, the work that would go into that, airtightness is key to energy conservation in a house. But then that leaves you with the problem of getting air in and out. So can you just give us a bit of an insight and some of your knowledge on how you control ventilation in a property that you're renovating?
Well, I suppose there's a lot of confusion about ventilation and airtightness. Sometimes we think that if we make a house airtight, it will be unhealthy, and that is correct. We can't make a. We have to be careful that airtightness helps us control this how air comes into a house. Like if a home isn't very airtight, like. Typically, a lot of our older homes haven't been designed with airtightness in mind, which means there's a lot of drafts around the windows, under the floorboards, coming through all the different junctions, say, where the soil pipe goes out through the wall. There'll be drafts coming in there. Now, it's important to address that because that can dramatically reduce the amount of energy needed to heat the home. But at the same time, we have to bear in mind that if we make the house completely airtight, it becomes unhealthy. And that's why we have to have a ventilation solution, a designed ventilation solution that always guarantees that there's good quality air within the house. Now, sometimes we say, well, why don't we just leave it drafty and that'll take care of that? But that means then that you've got air coming in all sorts of locations. You've also air going damp, moist air from inside the house, going out of the house. And that's then coming in contact with cold surfaces, causing mold growth around those junctions, around the junctions where it's escaping. And that's not healthy. So the best way to do it is make your home airtight and then design a proper ventilation system that ensures that the home is always adequately ventilated.
Okay. Would that be something like air conditioning?
Well, not air conditioning as such. Air conditioning is when we cool down or we treat the air coming into the home. It's more a system like it can be a demand control ventilation system, which is the simpler type of ventilation system. So a demand control ventilation system detects either through humidity sensors when the quality of the air internally is not very good, and it continually it starts to extract air from the home and pull in fresh air until the air quality in the house improves. Now, there's more complex systems like heat recovery ventilation systems, which are a bit more expensive, and they continually recirculate the air in the home. They bring in fresh air and they pass it through a heat exchanger, exchanging the stale air that is going out. And that stale air that is going out of the house warms up the fresh air that is coming in. So it means it's a more efficient way of ventilating the house, but it means you need more ducts. So it can be a little bit more challenging to install in an existing home. Whereas a demand control ventilation system, you will have, you know, maybe vents. You'll have those vents that you have in the wall, but they're slightly more intelligent vents that they open when it detects that air is needed. And there's a separate extract unit, maybe in the bathroom, that extracts air through the house and pulls the air in through the vents to keep a continuous flow of fresh air within the house.
Great. A lot of mates, friends of mine at the moment are talking to me about how important water is as an energy conservation. How does this work, Pat?
Well, I suppose before we would not have thought of water as being one of the major contributors to energy use in a home. But as we make our homes more energy efficient, typically we think of the heating systems, and traditionally in an older house, heating uses the most energy. But as we build new homes, say under the current regulations, and particularly if it's an apartment or a terraced home, a new terraced home, the heating required is actually very low. And quite often the energy to heat the water is now greater than the energy needed to heat the house. Now, there's quite simple ways of reducing the requirement to heat the water, just using less water. And that can be simply by putting in water efficient showers and taps. And it's a very cheap way of cutting energy use within the home.
Okie doke, some good tips there. Now, earlier on, Pat, you mentioned about people in the trade, registered builders, and these new schemes. You have an app, Pat, at the Irish Green Building Council. What is it and where can we get it?
We launched, I think, 18 months ago, a build-up skills app. This is designed to help building trades to find courses in their area to allow them to skill up. And we're adding courses all the time. Also, building professionals who want to learn more and find out what courses are available from the different institutions, they can download the app and find out what's going on in their area and what areas they can skill up in.
Sounds very useful. It's called the Build Up Skills app, and you will get it on the Apple or Android stores. Hey, Pat, it's great to chat. Thank you for all your information on the podcast this week. But stick around because you'll be playing our pod quiz in a few minutes' time.
This is the Under Construction podcast from Chadwicks, Ireland's leading builders, merchants and home improvement specialists.
Now, we have a competition going on where we want to sort you out with something in Chadwicks that maybe is a luxury or on a wish list for you. Something you want, but you don't want to drop a couple of hundred quid on it. And we call that thing the Tool of Dreams. And every week before we hear our joke, Fred sings us a jingle and I challenge him to do it in a particular style. So yes. This week, Fred, I think you should try and get the word dreams in there somewhere.
Dreams.
So I'm thinking, obviously, the Cranberries comes to mind.
Yeah.
Or one of my favourite 90s singers, Gabrielle.
You just love the 90s. Don't you, Aidan?
Well,
you
love 90s. It. We're children of the 90s. Are you a child of the 90s? Oh, you're younger than me. Whatever.
I'm the 80s, 90s, and a naughty. I became a naughty man.
Hey. Okay, so I'm thinking Cranberries, which would be cool, or Gabrielle for a bit of 90s nostalgia.
Oh, very good. You know you got to have it. You know you got to be strong. Is that what you're thinking?
Strap on the guitar there, and let's have Gabrielle sing us the Tool of Dreams.
Right.
The tool of dreams can come true. Send us a joke is all you gotta do. You know you got to have one. The tool of dreams, tool of dreams.
I wish this was a video because you could have worn an eye patch as well. Right, to get your tool of dreams, all we're asking you to do is send us a WhatsApp voice note with your joke or a funny story to 087-7754-555. Now, the 10 we use across the podcast series are all in the draw to win the tool of dreams next month. So here is this week's contender. It's Greg and Roscommon.
Lads, loving the podcast. Quick joke for you there. Do they allow loud laughing in Hawaii? Or is it just a aloha?
I love it. it.
I think that's the best one yet. I've never heard that before. Have you heard that one before?
I'm getting an instinct. My instinct for that character is that he just taught it that en route to the toilet. He had that moment, a 2-pint moment, when your mind is creative enough, but it's not drunk enough yet. And that's where that joke comes from. And it's brilliant, brilliant. Hello.
That's the sweet spot.
How do you work backwards from that to come up with such a brilliant joke?
Greg, we like it, and you are in the draw for the Tool of Dreams, so thank you very much. Now, if you have a joke that beats that, you know what to do. Send us a WhatsApp message with your joke, 087 77 54 555, and that number is in the show description on your phone right now.
Under construction with Chadwicks. New episodes every Monday on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sustainability may be good for the planet, but it's also good for our wallets. And as we've heard, there is a lot of work out there. So to find out more about the tools needed, we have Chadwicks Regional Manager David Kalt joining us. So let's talk about sustainability. Are you noticing an uptick with trades coming in to work on house upgrades? Is it becoming more popular?
Yeah, certainly, Aidan. In the last number of years, the government with SEEI have committed to ensuring housing stock, both from a new build perspective and retrofits, is up to standard. And as part of the government's 2050 climate action plan, they have committed to upgrading or doing a deep retrofit on 500,000 homes by 2030. So in essence, about 50,000 a year, which is fairly ambitious, but it should definitely open up doors to trades to get involved in work that they wouldn't be currently doing or haven't done in the past.
Let's talk about the most popular upgrades, and maybe you'll tell us a bit about each of them. We'll start with circulating pumps. Have they improved in the last few years, David?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. New technologies in any sort of electrical item that goes into a house is now smart reading and will measure only what it needs to use. So for example, traditionally you turn on your heat and your pump goes on, you might only be heating one room, your pump will run at the maximum performance of the pump. But now they ramp up and down depending on what the pump needs to do or depending what area the house needs to be heated.
I love the next one because I'm always on my phone. What's this about heating controls via Wi-Fi?
Yeah, well, heating controls have been around for a while, Fred. But you know, we're in the internet age, we're in the smartphone age, and you can now control your heating from an app on your phone. You can separate your heating into hot water and space heating. You can further then separate your space heating into living areas, bedroom areas, and it's all controlled via an app on your phone or through thermostats that measure the room temperature. So you're always at a constant level of comfort, depending on the time, depending on the personal needs.
You can heat your house on the way home.
You can.
Amazing.
You can. A cold evening, coming home, turn on your boiler, turn on the zones you want to turn on, put them on for whatever amount of time you want to put them on for.
Is solar power a big thing?
Fred, solar about 15 years ago came on the scene in a big way. So there's two different types of solar. You have solar thermal, which heat your hot water in your cylinder to provide for showers and washing and that. And the second and the most recent type of solar is PV or photovoltaic, which is the same principle as solar thermal. But instead of creating hot water, it creates electricity.
Wow.
And that electricity is transferred into usable electricity, into your fuse board to offset the costs of, if you had a heat pump or a heat recovery system. Solar thermal is not as common as it used to be, and PV seems to be paving the way. In the solar used, I know the government have recently committed to offering a payback tariff where overproduction of electricity will be fed back into the grid and customers can get a payback, obviously depending on the amount of solar you have and the time of day where you get the most solar gain. The other option with PV is that that overproduction of energy will be diverted into your immersion to heat your hot water in your cylinder.
Yeah.
And it's also possible to get a battery that will store electricity. You know, people are out with their homes ordinarily without COVID more during the day, and that's when you're going to get the highest solar gain. So it will store that power, and then you can use that power then when there's occupancy in the house, you know, at the most needed time.
David, what about attic conversions with more and more people staying put in their houses, doing upgrades? Are you seeing many customers and tradespeople coming into Chadwicks needing materials and supplies for attic conversions?
Yes, certainly, yes. I suppose a lot of people are setting up home offices and they're upgrading their houses more. So there is a big uptake in attic conversions. And as part of attic conversions, you know, you have to ensure that there's good air tightness, there's good ventilation. And of course, insulation is key, because often in roof spaces, your ceiling tiles or your roof tiles, and then it can be quite difficult to insulate and keep heat in.
Now, a lot of this is not new, but sustainability is more important for customers. How are Chadwick staff kept up to speed, Dave?
Well, we would deal with an awful lot of local, Irish suppliers that train our staff in the latest technologies and building regulations. There's been a lot of training done over COVID when people have been working from home, and there is online. There, a lot of our suppliers are creating online modules that our sales staff would be taking part in. Look, there's a big focus in it. You know, the government's commitment to upgrade so many houses, it's almost a niche market, so it's important that our staff are up to speed, and they are up to speed. Look, we recently put an eco center into our branch in Galway, which is a sort of a live demo of all the products you need from an NZ build to a deep retrofit and a shallow retrofit, to give customers the experience of what can be kind of daunting for them. You know, a lot of the products that are involved will always be kept in storage areas, and it's hard to see what they will look like and what they will do. But our eco center in Galway will give that experience to customers, and our sales staff or colleagues will all be trained to a level where they can give the best advice.
Well, that will be hugely beneficial, and is already in Galway, and we hope to see eco centres around in further Chadwick stores. David, it's been really great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks, guys.
Trade Talk, tips and banter. This is the Under Construction podcast from Chadwicks. Let's get it done.
Now, Pat Barry is back with us. Pat, you are about to play our pod quiz on behalf of one of our Chadwicks customer. This week, it's Jenny Ryan. Fred, tell us a bit about Jenny.
Jenny is a quantity surveyor from Sligo who says nice things about the show. It's been a challenge, but I've written a song so she can exclusively, as her voice answering message, have it on her phone. The only thing stopping her, it's you, Pat. Don't let her down.
The pressure.
So, Pat, here's how it's going to work. For Jenny to get her bespoke voice message that Fred poured his heart and soul into, you have to get three questions right in the next 60 seconds. Are you ready?
Ready.
Pat, which country is known as the land of the windmills?
Holland.
Is correct.
Pat, who is the current Minister of the Environment?
Eamon Ryan.
Correct.
Okay, Pat, by 2040, the world's population is expected to rise to 7, 9 or 12 billion.
9 billion.
Is the right answer.
Pat, true or false, Chadwicks was founded by Chadwick Kruger. True or false?
True.
False.
Okay, we'll come back to that at the end. Pat, is it true or false? A net zero home needs to be hoovered less.
Yes.
Yeah, we think so. Less dust.
Yay, well done.
Right, Pat, mighty fine effort on the pod quiz this week. I think the only one you got wrong was the founder of Chadwick, Chad Kruger.
That might be quite embarrassing, actually, if... is Chad Kruger someone famous, some celebrity or what?
I've never heard of him.
He's famous, but not for work in the construction trade. Chad Kroeger is a singer of a band, and you'll know the band. He's the singer of Nickelback.
All right, right. Fair enough. I didn't get that one. Patrick Atkinson will probably kill me.
Pat, great effort, and that means Jenny, our quantity surveyor, gets her song. Take it away, Fred.
You've reached the phone of Jenny. Now there's no use complaining, 'cause I'm so busy living in Sligo and quantity surveying. So leave a message.
Oh, just think, Pat, if you hadn't got more than three right, Jenny would never have heard that. And that's just too sad to contemplate.
I think we should have given Pat an extra 60 seconds, because before every question we went, Pat. That definitely took up 30 seconds. Pat.
Well, if you'd like Fred to do your voicemail message, just send us a WhatsApp to 087-7754-555. Of course, you'll find that number as always in the show description. Pat Barry, thank you so much for joining us on this week's podcast.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Fred, what did we learn this week?
Well, I personally learned myself. I learned so much about sustainability that I've decided to recycle all my old jokes. And also with that joke as well, I think, you know, if Hawaiian people say aloha, well, then surely we can say goodbye-ya.
Oh, good God. Right, it's definitely time to say goodbye-ya. Thanks to Pat Barry from the Irish Green Building Council, to Chadwick's Regional Manager David Calt, and to you for listening. Before we go, remember, if you want our WhatsApp number to win our competition or send in your photo of the week, our contact details are on the show notes, along with all the details and links for our show today. We will be back with you for another podcast next Monday, and remember to hit the follow button on your podcast app to get Under Construction every week. So until next time, from me, Aidan Power, and Fred Cook.
Goodbye, ya.
The Under Construction podcast is produced by Dustpod.ie for Chadwicks, Ireland's leading builders merchants company, where you can choose from the best products and expert advice to get the job done. Drop into any of our 40 plus stores nationwide, or visit us online at Chadwicks.ie. Chadwicks, let's get it done.